Good morning, St. Benedict. What a gift it is to be here with you and with those of you joining us online. Now, for those of you who haven't met me yet, I'm Jen Crompton. I'm the community trailblazer. I do use they, them pronouns. And I really want to thank you all for welcoming me with such a gracious and amazing welcome to this community. I really look forward to learning from you as we explore together. Today, we find Jesus at a literal turning point on his journey to Jerusalem and within Luke's gospel. While Jesus was not received in the Samaritan village as James and John had expected them to be, Jesus responded with calm and nonviolence, as Jesus often does, sending his disciples on to another village. I'm not sure about you, but I can relate to James and John here. Met with rejection, they basically ask Jesus, "Do you want us to just burn it down?" I've definitely had more than one frustrating day in traffic, or maybe a conversation that didn't go the way I wanted it to with someone, or maybe a really bad day, and thought, if I could only rain down holy fire, life maybe could be a little better. Maybe that's just me, clearly not. Yet, I appreciate Jesus's non-response, which we also hear a lot of in the Gospels. Here, where he basically just says no and sends them on their way so he can get to the work that he knows he needs to do here. Now, I always read these moments between Jesus and the disciples with this kind of eye roll that Jesus does, because the disciples seem to keep missing the point. And Jesus continues on and he says, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Very descriptive, right? But as Jesus continues, he begins a series of what sounds like caveats to discipleship. And we hear the difficulty and depth of what it might mean to be a follower of Christ. We hear a list of what might be turning points or decision points in someone's life. We hear about the death of a loved one or maybe the need to work, to which Jesus responds, "Go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And experiencing Jesus's turning point, we can find inspiration for a world at its own crossroads, where we often find ourselves with more questions than answers. And to turn towards Jerusalem and follow the path of Jesus looks different for all of us. I think this text speaks to us in a new way in our modern context. This text is calling us into a deeper understanding of discipleship, and that the important work isn't taking a one-size-fits-all approach, but making sure we're careful about the compass we use to guide us. Now, when I was discerning a call to ministry, part of my process was to put together a ministry project. And mine was a three-part series on living our faith in the world. It started with how we experience God in the world, and then where we found ourselves experiencing Jesus, and finally how we would talk about that with others. And through this work, I began to learn more about some of the spiritual and religious trauma we all had encountered. We discussed texts like our epistle for today, and how for some, they might represent freedom, and a call towards joy and love, while others experienced them as oppressive. That the scripture had been weaponized against them to keep them subservient in relationships or disconnected from their identities or bodies, and not allowed to truly be themselves in the way they had wanted or needed to feel whole or healthy. Maybe some of you can relate to that. I know I could. This discussion led us to a deeper understanding of what it meant to turn towards God in those moments. Those turning points on our faith journeys had really looked different for each one of us. And while we each had our own unique spiritual journey, we had had a collective experience within that community exploration and what it had meant to find God in our turning points. For some, that meant leaving the church. For others, it meant leaning in. And for others, it was something completely unique and different. We weren't focused on an outcome, only on the journey and asking the questions. We became comfortable in sitting in the question and waiting for God to meet us where we were. Sometimes that looked like moving on to a different question, just as James and John had moved on to a different village. Even when we wanted to just throw some fire on it and walk away from that discussion. And yet sometimes it looked like staying in the question and turning towards a new path, as Jesus did on the road as he journeyed towards Jerusalem. Not clinging to an answer or a response or an outcome, as Jesus responds that he has no place to lay his head. This text is calling us to do the hard work of diving deeper into our faith and looking through the lens of our teachings and values as we walk through the world. What does it mean to be in a world as a Christian and walk the path as a disciple of Christ? Today's lessons and gospel give us some insight into that. It's not just words, but a turning, an action, and a call to act and move towards Jerusalem and the cross that would ultimately be the sacrifice of Jesus for us all. What are the acts and actions we are taking in our everyday lives to walk that path with Christ, to move beyond words and move the needle towards justice? My hope and prayer for us all is that we continue to listen for God and our turning points, that we are moved to action as we walk with Christ in this week ahead. Amen.